One of the more controversial ideas for making schools safer is to have teachers and staff members carry guns. That may soon become a reality in one Virginia school district, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this story is by Debbie Truong and Joe Heim of the Washington Post, who reached out to Lee County, which is as far south and as far west in Virginia as you can get. The school board there recently voted unanimously to approve a plan that would arm a certain number of teacher and staff in schools, allow them to carry concealed weapons during the day or store guns in safes.
Now, David, state law, of course, does not allow guns in schools in the general sense, but the county wants to have armed teachers and staffers declared conservators of the peace, thinking that might exempt them from the law. Has there been any comment from Richmond on any of this?
The state attorney general is reviewing it. Apparently, Lee County did not approach the State Board of Education for any guidance before they took this action. So they're moving ahead in Lee County. They're going to get this plan ready for the fall. Each person who applies will have to go through psychological background testing and also take firearms training before they're approved.
Out of all the things that have been discussed, why did Lee County pick this option?
After these school shootings, the school board felt it needed to do something. It's a small school system. They can't afford to hire police officers, resource officers are called, in all the schools. So Michael Kidwell, the chairman of the Lee County School Board, said this is, quote, the next best thing we could do, end quote.
A story now that touches on an argument heard in many parts of Virginia whenever the question of toll roads comes up. In this case, the tolls were applied 5 years ago to tunnels that connect Norfolk and Portsmouth. The question is, have they hurt Portsmouth businesses by reducing the number of people who come from Norfolk? David, the answer is unknown and maybe unknowable.
Right, this story is by Anna Lay, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot. Old Dominion University has tried to get to the bottom of this, and they've done a study that suggests the city has lost about nearly $9 million in taxable sales in last year in 2017.
But that suggestion is all they're able to muster. Why is that?
In Portsmouth, the city elected commissioner of revenue does not break out tax revenue by neighborhood. This would be meals tax, beverage tax, retail sales taxes. Across the river, of course, in Norfolk, they do break things out by neighborhood. So you can find out how the tax collections are doing in downtown and other parts of Norfolk.
And it doesn't seem as though in Portsmouth they have any intention of doing this.
The story quotes Frankie Edmondson, the commissioner, is basically saying, we're not going to do this. And basically warning the newspaper that if you put this office in bad light, you're going to have to answer for it.
It's not quite clear what that would mean, but in case someone is thinking they could get these numbers from the state, they can't.
The state tax department doesn't break things out in a really granular way either. That level of detail is not available.
So Portsmouth businesses may feel they've lost money because of the tolls, but no one can prove it. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.